And what a lot of people want is presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, rather than presence under the tree. And this note came to us in the mail from an 87-year-old listener in Schaumburg named Helen Jakowiak. Oh, to be an 87-year-old like this. She wrote, "Hi, John. I just wanted to thank you for how you love Ottawa, Illinois." Now, remember, she lives in Schaumburg. She says, "I'm 87 years old, and I wanted to share some of my history with my three children. They never seemed interested. I told them I need presence, not presents. So when I heard you talk about Ottawa, I told them that my maternal grandparents were buried in the Ottawa Cemetery and that I had lived on a farm there. My mom's brother Ben had the auto repair shop in Utica for so many years. His son, my cousin Billy, married and had three sons. When I mentioned this to my, capital letters now, wonderful daughter-in-law, she and my son gave me the enclosed. What a thrill." And then it's a gift pack printed out in large stock, and it says, "A certificate to a road trip to Ottawa." And then it featured in the little packet things they were going to do and places they were going to see. "We made that road trip," Helen says. "We visited the cemetery. We saw where the farm was. I found my three cousins who were still there. One is the caretaker of the Ottawa Cemetery. One is in law enforcement. A third still lived in my Uncle Ben's home in Unica, and I knew the address, and we rang the bell. And he remembered me visiting there when he was young. And he invited me in and told me about his mom and his two brothers." Next paragraph, "What a thrill! Exclamation point. "The best part was my son and daughter-in-law were now having fun learning about all of this, and my daughter-in-law found a genealogy place in Utica, and we went there too. They were thrilled, and they looked up my relatives, and we learned that one of them had a deaf and dumb child." That was their explanation, not mine. "My son said he remembered his grandma teaching him some sign language, and now it all made sense. All three of us had a great time because of you. Thank you," says Helen in Schaumburg. The presence is the presence.
What a great gift, man.
I want to be 87 someday and be like that. I want to be 63 and like that. So thank you, Helen. You warmed my heart. Never mind the advertising those people do. It is a nice town, and I'm glad that it works for Ottawa that way. I'm just happy that you shared that story with us. It's 10:16.